have a question that is along the same lines of Darla and Suzanne's question, and it's from Marianne in Vista, California. She wants to know how important is magnesium and what is the best way to give it as a supplement for a nervous or alert horse?
Yeah, magnesium is very popular right now as a calming agent. Magnesium, just as a bit of background about magnesium, it's a macro mineral, which means that it's required in gram quantities by the horse. Interestingly, there's a lot of magnesium in bone, so about 50% of the horse's magnesium is stored in bone, and the other 30% is stored in muscle. So it's very important for bone metabolism, and it's also necessary in the muscle contraction process. Perhaps where the interest in it, and that's part of the interest in it as a relaxant, because people believe that because of its role in muscle contraction, that by increasing the amount of magnesium in the diet, it might help with muscle relaxation and get rid of some muscle tension. And certainly, if you have horses that seem to suffer from muscle spasms, that might be an indicator that there's not enough magnesium in the diet, or that the magnesium is not well balanced with other minerals that's resulting in a deficiency. Historically, magnesium sulfate was used as part of an anesthetic for horses. It's also been in humans, a lot of human research looking at fibromyalgia patients and the use of magnesium there for sort of excitability and nerve function. Low magnesium in people has been linked to high noradrenaline levels, so that's the flight or fight hormone. So I think there's a lot of data perhaps in the human world that's also causing this interest in the horse world, is can we use it to calm horses. Certainly in my conversations with some of the veterinarians that I know at UC Davis, they've certainly seen blood panels run on horses that have shown low magnesium, so it's certainly possible that there are horses out there that do actually have low magnesium status, and so they would benefit from some additional magnesium. I will say that, before using any calming agent, I'm a really strong advocate for making sure that we know, we ruled out causes of nervousness. Is the horse in any pain for any reason? Does the tack fit properly? Does it have an undiagnosed lameness issue? Is there some reason why this horse is on edge that we haven't ruled out? And I encourage all my clients to, have their nervous horses evaluated by a vet to make sure that we're not missing anything that could be causing that horse to not want to be worked, or be relaxed under saddle. And then it comes down to different types of magnesium. If you decide you want to try adding, magnesium to the diet, it comes in different types. There are the inorganic sources and organic sources. So organic sources of magnesium, it just means that there's carbon in the compound. So for example, that would be like magnesium citrate, malate, lactate, are all organic sources of magnesium. And then there's sort of inorganic ones, magnesium sulfate and magnesium oxide. And it's the sulfate and oxide forms that are typically added to feed because they're the cheapest. And going back to the absorption, it's actually pretty absorbable. So the common sources of sulfate and oxide forms are about 70% absorbable. Oxide is about 70% absorbable, so it's pretty absorbable. Typically, organic forms are thought to be more absorbable. So there are supplements out there that have some of these organic sources in, and they've become very popular because they're thought to be more absorbable. My only caution there is that you actually look and see how much magnesium is it actually delivering. So, for example, there's one product that I looked at recently that has about a 10-gram serving size, but it only delivers about 1.5 grams of magnesium in that serving. Whereas if you were to give a 10-gram serving size of magnesium oxide, which is about 50%, 60% magnesium, you'd be getting 5 grams of magnesium. And even if the organic is more absorbable, I think you could potentially still get more absorption out of your inorganic. So some of the better calming magnesium products actually have a mix, and they do a mix of, magnesium oxide and magnesium citrate, to kind of maximize that absorption possibility. As far as dose, I would start off with, if you want to try it, try sort of something that provides about 5 grams a day of extra magnesium and start there. And you could go up to sort of 10 grams a day. I wouldn't really go over that. You'll know, I mean, one way you'll know if you've given too much is that it is a laxative. So it will cause loose manure if you get too carried away. So I think if you're not seeing any benefit, by the time you get to 10 grams, you're probably not going to see any benefit, to be honest.